keep boredom at bay in any room with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. All from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Stream rom-coms in the kitchen. Binge biopics in the basement. And take your online teammates where they've never gone before. The guest room. Say goodbye to searching for a signal. And hello to Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In some cases, panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner,
you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh, yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Kylene Bogdan. Kylene is the COO of Forge Fuel Sports Nutrition and the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. On the program, we discuss how she got started in the sports nutrition field, her career in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers, also the differences between protein, healthy fats, omegas 3, 6, and 9, and carbohydrates, and getting more women involved in the sports nutrition field and so much more. Kylene is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner,
you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh, yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden, snuggling with your cat on the couch. Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A zen garden, snuggling with your cat on the couch. Wherever your happy place is, think about buying or selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying or selling experience. At Driveway, we believe in giving you our best price up front to keep you in the super chill zone. Buy or sell your next car at Driveway.com.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll, ADP, always designing for people.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Ice tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte Technology Careers at deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Nutrition is an important part of our daily lives. nutrition is how we function, how we're able to do things on a day-to-day basis. The right nutrition is very important, and nutrition is important not just in everyday life, but it's important in the world of professional sports. We have someone to talk about nutrition and the different parts of nutrition, where the difference between protein and carbohydrates, just to name a few, as well as how she got started in the sports nutrition field. We want to welcome her to the program. She is the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's welcome her to the program, Kylene Bogdan. Kylene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. How did you get started in the field of sports nutrition?
Sure. So that's a great question. Of course, I think probably like most kids, I love to eat, but I noticed that when I ate differently, I performed a lot differently, which now, of course, sports nutrition is mainstream and it seems like common sense, but, you know, this was maybe 25 years ago and it was somewhat of a new concept. And, you know, combine that with the fact that I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up. They were from San Marino, Italy. They made all of their food from scratch. I mean, they would spend hours in the kitchen every day, never ate processed foods, and they lived a very long, happy life. So I kind of combined those two thoughts together and made a career out of it.
I want to stay with your grandparents' roots. You mentioned that your grandparents were from San Marino, Italy, and we know Italy, the Italian diet is really big on things such as different pastas and rice dishes. What are some of the homemade dishes that you remember as a child growing up from your parents' roots in Italy, particularly in San Marino?
Well, of course, you're not going to be surprised by this. All of the noodles, all of the pasta was made from scratch, whether it's gnocchi or fettuccine. Everything was made and rolled with love by hand. All of the sauce, of course, was from scratch. That was the foundation of everything. No matter what, you had pasta at that meal. If you wanted it for breakfast, it was there. But, of course, a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of garlic, a lot of fresh fruit and high-quality protein, a lot of chicken and fish as well.
What about desserts like cannoli? Was it a homemade cannolis that you grew up eating?
Yes, they didn't make cannolis as much as you would think, but there were certain different types of cake, Italian cakes that they would make. A lot of lemon flavoring. Lemon is huge. A lot of fresh, delicious lemons and oranges grow in that part of the world. So that was often kind of the foundational flavor in a lot of desserts. Of course, a lot of cookies. Italians are known for their large cookie platters. We did a lot of that, too.
Any tiramisu growing up?
You know what? Not as much as you'd think. It was sprinkled in a little bit, but that wasn't really how my grandparents rolled.
I got you. I want to stay just with the region of San Marino where your grandparents grew up. I noticed that Italy is, the Italian cuisine is phenomenal, but I also noticed is that the regions are different from one another. Like you have Naples has a different cuisine from Rome. Rome has a different cuisine from Cortina and different regions of the world, and Milan as well. What are the differences in the Italian cuisine from, say, San Marino and Rome and Naples and Milan and those regions?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, San Marino is kind of in the middle. If you look on a map, it's sort of in the center of Italy, so you are getting a pull from all different regions. So a lot of what you would expect, a lot of the fresh fish, a lot of the big Mediterranean emphasis where you are seeing legumes and beans as the base in your soups and your dishes, you still see a lot of that on top of, you know, people think Italy, oh, it's pasta and it's pizza. I mean, sure, you're going to find that in pretty much any region of Italy, but the cool thing about San Marino is it kind of pulls from all over. So, you know, I mean, you do see a lot of the high-quality beef, pork, chicken, fish, and a lot of the pastas. There were a lot more, I would say, compared to maybe more of southern Italy, you see more of white sauce, right? Like my grandparents would always use really high-quality butter kind of mixed into their red sauce to make it, I mean, of course, it was heavy in the sense that it was a bit creamy, but it was a lighter. It wasn't like that deep, rich marinara so much. And I think that is probably one of the biggest differences I noticed growing up.
All right, awesome. I want to move along now to your athletic background. I said you were a former Division I track and field athlete. What events did you compete in?
The 100-meter and 200-meter, 4x1 and 4x2.
Oh, wow, you were pretty busy. What was your best event?
The 100-meter for sure. Short and sweet, let's get this over with. I mean, I loved it, of course, but, you know, I would always, in high school, I ran cross country in the fall. Let me tell you, a 5K was much harder for me than 100 meters.
Okay, so then you had your track and field experience competing in Division One, and we segue now to your career in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. How did you get the job to become the dietitian for the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, you know, I think like any candidate, you work hard, you try to interview well, but kind of at the root of all of that, my approach to sports nutrition is very different. And in fact, it's quite different than how I was trained in college and beyond. I am a functional sports dietitian, which means you're diving really deep into performance nutrition. It's not just surface level. It's not just drink your chocolate milk, count your calories, but it's more of, okay, so you want to improve your speed, your jump shot, but you come to me, you know, and you're not pooping every day, you have a face full of acne, you tell me you're tired when you wake up. There is something we need to kind of correct internally to help your body, your metabolism, your immune system function optimally. And that's different for every player, for every athlete, you know, no matter who you are. But genetics play a role. Your lifestyle, your environment plays a role. So then I basically create very individualized plans, individualized supplementations. It's not cookie cutter. And I think the Cavs really kind of appreciated that approach. And they thought, all right, let's give this a try.
It's interesting that you mentioned about the Cavs, because when we know about dietitians working with athletes, normally, not all of the time, but in some cases, things can be very rigid where you have to eat this and eat this. It's nice that you have, as you mentioned, you have the plans individualized and personalized where it depends on the athlete's need. And I want to talk about protein as well as healthy fats and omegas 3, 6, and 9, as well as the carbohydrates. Can you explain to the listeners what are the differences between protein, healthy fats, omegas 3, 6, and 9, and carbohydrates?
Sure. So protein, think of protein as the building block of your body, no matter who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, even if you've never played a sport in your life. Protein is the foundation of everything because it builds all the cells in the body. The goal is to have a variety of plant and animal protein, if that's what you enjoy. So like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, beans, even good quality protein powders can all play a role. And it's funny because, you know, I work with some very elite individuals, very intelligent individuals, and still most people come to me and I review their diet, they are not eating enough protein. So just a quick pro tip for the listeners, you really want to make sure you have roughly a palmful of protein at every single meal. Doesn't have to be a big hunk of steak by any means, but always include some form of protein, right? Because that's how we build lean mass. That's how we, you know, that's how we promote healthy metabolism, healthy gut function. So then I guess moving on to continue with your question, good quality fats are so important. Back in the 90s, we thought fat made you fat. We were putting sugar in everything and putting all these chemicals in our foods to lower the fat content. And really, that did a lot more harm than good. Good quality fat comes from the earth. It comes from plants like olive oil or almond butter, peanut butter, pistachio butter, cashew butter, right? Nuts and seeds, it's all good stuff. And you never want to neglect that from your diet because good quality fat, when consumed appropriately, helps to control your blood sugar. It gives your brain fuel. It produces hormones and it lubricates the joints. So, you know, would we want someone to drown themselves in olive oil all day? No, not necessarily. You know, maybe my Italian relatives are, but just make sure that you have maybe roughly a tablespoon or two. It's different for every person, of course, at each meal. And then lastly, we have carbohydrate, right? That's our big form of energy. You know, old school nutrition will tell you, well, yeah, pizza, pasta, crackers, cereal. That's how you get your carbs. That's how you get your energy. And while carbohydrates absolutely are one of our primary sources of fuel for the body, especially for athletes, our brain needs it, our muscles need it, but you really want to focus on getting your carbohydrate from the earth. So fruit is a carbohydrate. A lot of people don't know that. Even beans can serve as part of a carbohydrate, right? Rice is a bit less processed than maybe like a bag of crackers. So while carbohydrate should be the primary fuel source for an athlete or an active individual, you really want to make sure that it's coming from the earth. It's coming from a minimally processed source, if that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense. And also, I wanted to ask you, what are the differences between omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. So omega 3, 6, and 9 are all good forms of fat. But the tricky part, at least here in America, is that our ratio is a little off. You know, technically, these fats by themselves can be anti-inflammatory because they are unsaturated, right? They're not trans fat. They're not the fats that kind of build up and clog the arteries. But these fats in the right proportion, meaning, so in a drink, okay, I'm pretending to be your dietitian now, right? So a dream situation is a 4-1-1 ratio of 3-6-9, or even 2-1-1 as low as we would go. But what it means is you want the most omega-3, right? That's like your cold water fish, your salmon, your herring, your mackerel, your sardines, and even ALA, a different form of omega-3. That would be like your flaxseed, your chia seed, your wants. These are the foods you want to hit the heaviest. We want this ratio high. If you could choose one of those foods or two of those foods every single day, we are in a really good place. Now, of course, I'm oversimplifying this, but in order to get that ratio of 4-1-1, 3-6-9, you're eating high-quality omega-3 every single day, even if it's just one or two servings, and you're really minimizing processed foods. Like maybe it's a treat a couple times a week versus, you know, everything I eat is out of a box for the day. Now, of course, it's a really quick summary, but just for listeners to understand, that's kind of my little speech there.
All right, and I want to stay just with omegas 3, 6, and 9. I was reading somewhere where one, I believe, is for the heart or one is for the brain. Can you explain which one is for which in the omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. I mean, honestly, they all really do overlap a bit. I mean, omega-3 in particular is mostly for the brain and heart, especially the brain, very particularly the brain. Omega-6, you'll see a little bit more. There is a bit more emphasis on heart health when it comes to omega-6. Omega-9, I mean, it's okay. It's a monounsaturated fat, but there's actually no requirement for it because the body doesn't necessarily need it. Like, you're not going to see a recommendation for omega-9. You know, that's like your canola oil, olive oil, almonds. Those foods are fine, but you really want to focus more on omega-3, omega-6 being the second. But, yes, in terms of brain and heart, ultimately, it's omega-3, and omega-6 is number two. The reason why we recommend that ratio 4-1-1 is because, you know, little bits of, you know, omega-6 and omega-9 are great. Little bits can lead to an awesome anti-inflammatory effect. But when we keep eating it and keep eating the processed food, that then is when the ratio is thrown off, and that's what leads to chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is what damages tissues and leads to disease.
So for clarification, to get the omega ratio right, you always want your 3 to be higher than the 6s and the 9s. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. I want to visit and get back to what we were talking about with carbohydrates, and you mentioned about carbohydrates being your fuel food, but also they come in the form such as pizza, pasta, and rice and crackers. Can you explain the difference between simple and complex carbohydrates?
So think of a simple carbohydrate as something that's a little bit more, not necessarily processed, but it's a simple sugar, it's more refined, it's highly processed, typically one ingredient, like think white bread or pasta, versus complex, think of it, so simple, think of it this way. Simple is simple to break down in the body. Quickly shoots up sugar, kind of messes with our blood sugar. And complex is more of a complex food. There's more fiber. There's more nutrients. It's more complex to break down. That's a really easy way to think of it. You know, maybe something like a whole grain dish or quinoa, you know, foods that generally are more from the earth and have more, a better nutrient ratio and more fiber is more complex. So we want to try our best to lean more towards those complex carbohydrates and more so sprinkle in the refined. You know, I remember when I was a young athlete, like, everything that was promoted towards us, simple carbohydrates. Oh, this is how you get the best energy. And really the only time I would highly recommend a simple carbohydrate would be right before a workout. You know, it's easy to digest. It's not going to make you sick. And you will basically utilize it as fuel when you're training. Versus you would not want to have those, you know, simple carbohydrates right before bed, right? You wouldn't want to have that quick sugar right before bed. But at least if you had it right before a workout, okay, it can be utilized.
Awesome. Fair enough. And then I want to talk now about your clients or who you currently work with the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. When you're putting their individualized, personalized plans together, what types of protein, what types of fats, and what types of omegas and carbohydrates do you recommend to your players? We're not naming any names, but just what do you recommend in terms of the types of protein that you recommend for the Cavs players to use in order to get the best out of their performance?
Yep, no, that's a great question. And a lot of it is, you know, the staple proteins are omega-3 rich. We do a lot of salmon here, a lot of fresh fish. Whenever we do protein, it's high quality, meaning, for example, fresh off the farm grass-fed beef versus, you know, the term is feedlot beef, right? So the cows that were kind of in a really unhealthy environment and they were maybe not in the healthiest of living conditions. They weren't necessarily eating grass for fuel, right? That produces muscle, which we then eat. I know it kind of sounds gross, but that's not high quality. So fish is wild caught. Beef is grass-fed. Chicken, turkey, eggs, pasture-raised. Same for pork. So you're looking at protein the same way that you and I would eat, but really there's more of an emphasis on performance protein, meaning it's coming from a good source. You are what your animal eats and where your animal lives. In terms of grains, carbohydrate, we do fun stuff. I really try to encourage a lot of color, right? We know that the more color you eat, the more it reverses damage on the cellular level. So you know what? If I have a player who loves rice, that's fine if you want white rice, but I say, hey, man, let's try black rice. Let's try purple rice. Let's try red rice. Same for potatoes. Like, a lot of these guys don't even know that purple or blue potatoes exist. You know, people don't know that there's orange cauliflower. So kind of taking traditional foods and making them more fun while also helping the human immune system is kind of how we roll around here.
You mentioned about different types of rice and the different types of potatoes. What about spices? What type of spices do you have in the individualized plans with your players?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, spices are everything. Good quality spice can go a long way, not just to flavor your food, but to fight inflammation in the body. The number one love of my life is turmeric. I mean, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of studies published on this and its ability to fight inflammation, right? Inflammation doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I have a bruise. It could mean I have headaches or my joints always hurt or I don't sleep well, right? Those are all signs of chronic inflammation that's not addressed. So turmeric, sometimes we put it in the food, sometimes we have it in capsule form, but that is just number one there. And then we're kind of going down into ginger, garlic, cayenne, you know, nice flavor, really helping to fight and support the human immune system. But those, I would say, are my biggest heavy hitters. You know, if it's salt, it's sea salt, right? It's salt with more minerals in it versus just your standard highly processed table salt. So that type of thing is what I'm thinking of. And by the way, I work side by side with a really amazing chef. So it's nice that my scientific vision can be put onto a plate.
I want to get into supplements. Do you recommend any supplements to your players working with, whether it be maybe fish oils or vitamin C?
I do, and again, that's extremely individualized. You know, it might be different at different seasons, off-season, in-season, time of year, flu season, and also for those that are interested, we will run nutrient testing. So I can kind of see, all right, you know, this guy does really well with omega-3, but maybe this person would benefit more from a vitamin C. So there is nothing really standard necessarily. Like I mentioned, we do a lot of good quality turmeric, vitamin D, a lot of the basics that I'd recommend to anybody, no matter who you are. But, yes, I'm, you know, the functional sports nutrition viewpoint is you should never rely on supplements, right? Food is the foundation of everything. The immune system lives in the gut. But there's so much we can't control with stress and different quality soil and different quality food than there was 30 to 60 years ago. So we can kind of fill in those gaps, even overtraining. Like a lot of individuals, players or not, don't particularly care for vegetables. So sometimes we can kind of give them a little insurance policy and support them with high-quality multivitamin, for example.
Okay, and you mentioned about, as far as getting the different sources of protein, you mentioned about wild-caught fish and also organically grass-fed beef. Do you take advantage of purchasing a lot of those items in the Cleveland area, whether it be visiting farmers markets in that area in terms of just getting in contact with the local produce and see how the fish is caught and beef and fruits and vegetables and things of that nature?
Yes, we definitely try to. I mean, that's the dream. That's the gold standard always. Sometimes it's tricky because we do have to purchase in very large amounts. We actually feed a whole building in addition to the players. And sometimes the smaller farmers can't quite accommodate that. But, yes, absolutely, when we can, that is what we try to do. I love to support local. And, plus, not only are you supporting a farmer and his family, but you're just getting more nutrients. You know, when the food wasn't sitting on a truck or a plane or in the grocery store for days, for weeks, there's more nutrients in that food, so it's a win-win.
I want to stay just with the state of Ohio for a moment. I know Ohio is big on hearty meals. You mentioned about the beef and organic grass-fed beef and also other forms of protein like chicken and pork and things of that nature, but you also mentioned about fish. Does a lot of the fish and seafood sources come from the state or come from the Cleveland area, or do you have to outsource that and get that from other places?
No, that is definitely outsourced. We live on Lake Erie, And while beautiful, not exactly the best place to find your fish. A lot of perch and walleye here, but, you know, maybe not necessarily the cleanest of water. So we do have a lot of salmon and fresh fish shipped in from elsewhere.
Okay, and I want to stay just with Ohio for a moment. I know not just the state of Ohio, but just quote-unquote the Midwestern diet is pretty hearty, very carbohydrate-laden with a lot of potatoes and a lot of red meat and whatnot. Do any of the athletes that you work with, do they do you have to tell them from time to time to just kind of be careful in terms of the dining options available in the Cleveland area?
Not necessarily. Actually, Cleveland's really diverse. I think a lot of people don't realize we have a pretty good food scene, considering we're right smack dab in the middle of the country, or close to the middle, I guess. The issue comes more of, you know, these guys come from all over the country. So, and even in my private practice, a lot of individuals grew up on fast food. It's kind of the American way. I mean, that's more of the issue. It's not necessarily trying to steer away from the way that we kind of eat here in the Midwest, but more of just breaking habits of how they grew up. And the cool thing is we have a lot of cultural influence from all over the world in the city, which is amazing. I mean, Chinese, Arabic, German, Polish, Italian, I mean, you can pretty much get anything you want here if you look for it. It's just a matter of me teaching them what foods make sense, what foods will make them feel good, and essentially where they can find them. And, you know, the athletes that are motivated, they do really well.
Awesome. That's great to hear. It's nothing like diversity. Definitely important no matter where you go in the world. And I want to talk about women in the sports nutrition field. Since you've been in this profession, have you served as a mentor or have you given any advice in terms of getting more women involved in the field of sports nutrition?
You know, I certainly try my best. I will tell you that I, you know, interns, students, they reach out on a weekly basis and I do what I can to help guide and coach, and I often direct them kind of to my website as a starting point, you know, looking for evidence-based information that is a bit more progressive and cutting edge. As we mentioned in the beginning of this interview, you know, I really, not even just as a woman in pro sports, but I'm really trying to break the mold in the way that we think about, like, the old-school cookie-cutter sports nutrition, where we're just counting calories and supplements are a joke and they don't matter. And, you know, it doesn't matter if an athlete's tired all the time. They should just drink caffeine. As long as they're playing well, it's okay. You know, that's a boundary that I'm really trying to break. And I'm really trying to be a pioneer in the world of sports nutrition just from strictly a viewpoint perspective, right? We need to be more progressive, I think, as sports dietitians. You know, you see a lot of these pro athletes kind of hire their own, you know, random nutritionist on the side. And while that's great, you know, I think sometimes dietitians would be the ones that they're calling if we were willing to kind of step outside of our traditional education and think outside the box a little bit. So that's really the type of mentorship that I try to provide. Like, not only do I want to help young women and young men as well succeed and find their place in this arena, I also want to help challenge those to think more progressively.
And again, sports nutrition is a ever-changing field and is just continuing to grow, and then also the information is becoming so vital. And like you were saying at the beginning, it's great that sports nutritionists or dietitians for that matter are becoming more flexible with the athletes and the clients that, you know, it's okay to have caffeine. Like you said, it's okay to have carbs. Make sure, you know, you have them at its right time and its proper place. And you heard it from her. She's Kylene Bogdan. She's the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition. She's also the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kylene, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So just tell everybody about Ford Fuel and also the recovery course that you have going on.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So, yes, I am the co-founder of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition. It's FWDFuel.com, and there you will find all kinds of cool information on functional sports nutrition. But most recently, our pride and joy is this course called the 14-Day Full Recovery Course, and it's very much a cutting-edge, progressive approach to recovery and sports nutrition, because at the end of the day, important window is the recovery window, 30 to 60 minutes post-exercise and around the clock, right? So we have a course that is very innovative, where we get into everything from intermittent fasting to the right form of turmeric to how to snack, what you should be eating during the day, right? Is creatine a good idea? If so, how do I take it? What supplements are legal? Everything that an athlete or even active individual could ever need to know to improve their composition and their performance, we kind of put it together at a beautiful little online go-at-your-own-pace. So I think if you're okay with it, we can put the link in the show notes for those to explore.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites, whether it be pertaining to Forward Fuel or your personal website, let them know that as well.
Okay, great. Yes, it's forwardfuel.com, FWDFUEL.com. And same thing for Instagram. We also have a TikTok handle now, both Forward Fuel, FWDFUEL. And that's the best place to find me to ask questions and let me know how I can help.
You heard it from her. She is Kylene Bogdan. She is the co-founder and COO of Forward Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she's the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kylene, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks so much, Ed.
We'll be back with more right after this.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack.
It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com.
Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Kyleen Bogdan, the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition and the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, thanks to Kyleen for giving us great insight of the world of sports nutrition, what she does currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and also giving us the 411 about healthy dieting and good dieting such as protein and healthy fats and carbohydrates. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So celebrate National Iced Tea Day with your favorite iced teas and Raising Cane's. One love.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.